Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? We got to come up with a theme song. Welcome back to the Let's Be Clear. No, that's not it? Okay.
No.
That's not it? Are you sure?
We're going to keep on practicing.
All right, we go. I'm going to try it again on the next one, okay? What's up? It's your girl, AJ Walker.
And this is Steph G.
And welcome back to Let's Be Clear. As you can see, we are out here fooling because why not, okay? We are enjoying ourselves today. Season 4, welcome back. If, you know, you haven't already followed us at LBC Podcast on Instagram, streaming on Spotify and Apple Music for all the latest episodes. You can actually stream seasons 1 through 3, but most importantly, make sure you're streaming season 4. We have a lot of good content coming to you. And eventually we'll be adding some visuals and, you know, so you guys can see it because our faces really be half the episode.
I mean, it
be
the struggle.
Listen, we be out here acting crazy. So eventually, you know, maybe after our mid-season finale, we'll be bringing, you know,
camera ready.
Yes, we'll be coming camera ready, and you know, so you guys can also watch it on YouTube. So, you know, we're always pulling from, you know, Instagram, life experiences, things like that. Mm-hmm. And the other day we were chit-chatting about what we wanted to talk about in these next few episodes. And I saw a post from Mary J. Blige. No more pain.
Girl,
no more pain.
She's such a classic.
No more pain. No more. Yes, Mary. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm like, no drama. No more. Just know I have my boots on in my head,
oh,
y'all.
Oh, no. Mary, sit down.
Sorry, I don't know why I broke out in a song, but I love you, Mary. We love you. And her post said, and this is from yesterday, actually. And it said, unfortunately, a lot of you all met me when I lacked boundaries and was a people pleaser. Let me reintroduce myself. I burn bridges as needed. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I sent that to Steph, she was like, yes, this is absolutely a topic. And I just want to, just for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to define what Google said, at least, a people pleaser is. It's a person who consistently strives to please others, often sacrificing their own wants or needs mm-hmm. in the process.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think when you told me about it, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Because recently, especially like, I want to say my wedding. I mean, we had a lot of, you know, weddings can be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get married, you're trying to plan the wedding, and then all that comes with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the beginning, I didn't want any maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
I very much so was like, all of my dear friends, honestly, and mm-hmm. I have a huge, huge girl tribe. My mm-hmm. husband's always saying, like, you have a million best friends.
Yeah.
Because I do. I mean, these are people that I grew up with. They know me mm-hmm. from front to back, maybe 20 years, 30 years. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of girlfriends that I've known that long. So I think I picked like 5.
Okay.
But I picked 5 and I was like, I mean, I don't want just one of them mm-hmm. to be any special than any of them because I feel like all of them contributed evenly, right?
Right, okay.
But eventually I ended up picking one person mm-hmm. randomly because I was just like, okay, well, somebody got to patch, you know, plan like the black bachelorette yeah. party and like all that yeah. good stuff. So then I was like, okay, well, maybe one leader.
Yeah.
That turned into a complete shit show. I mean, it was
a shit show because
I'm not a bridezilla. I was not a bridezilla, but it was a maid of honor zilla.
Oh,
okay.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
I mean, just turned everything to like complete chaos to where people were just like, why is this girl texting us? And she's saying this and this. And I was like, so because we had been friends, I kept kind of just like letting it go and kind of like babying the situation. I was like, look, like that's on me. Please don't do that. Blah, 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 blah. Then the wedding came. A hot mess. Then after the wedding, I realized that I was just letting so much go with this particular person that I couldn't do it anymore. Like, I'm like, this is after years, to the point where I think something was happening like with my husband. You know, you just get married. Like, I wanted to invest in that relationship, but she was so needy. She had become so needy to where she was just like, why aren't you calling me back? I saw you on Instagram.
It's actually really weird.
And I was like, whoa, like, hold on here.
Yeah.
I'm investing in this marriage that I just did.
Yeah.
And I think that's another point. It's like, you know, when you do get married, then you start having different friendships with people.
The people
that are single, you're going to have a different friendship with them.
For sure.
The people that are married already or have long-term relationships, you're going to have a different relationship with them. So I had to start kind of like being like, I got to put my foot down because this is what's important right now. Mm-hmm. And if you can't understand that, then we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, I'm not your boyfriend. So I'm like, why are you questioning me and telling me I just saw you on Instagram. It becomes very awkward. And telling me like, hey, why you didn't answer my text messages and my phone calls. And I was like, look, I feel like, let me put my big girl pants on. I was like, look, I think this friendship has
run its course.
I was like, I don't know why, I almost was like scared to say it, because like I had never really said that to like a girlfriend before. I mean, somebody that literally I knew her like almost 15 years. Like I was just like, I think that that's where we are right now.
What'd she say?
She was like, okay. But I think she was just having a moment, because then she kept messaging me. I didn't message back after that.
Good.
I haven't messaged back since then. Good. She sent Instagram text messages. She decided to block me.
And
I was like, okay. And then unblock me. Then befriend like family members and all that kind of stuff. It's giving weird and creepy, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, I had to decide, like, I have to protect my peace. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have time to be, because then I'm in my head and I'm like, oh my God, there's something I did wrong. Like, I'm trying to clean up spilled milk. Yeah. My friendships that have lasted the most and mm-hmm. the longest, and the ones I nurture the most are, I have a best friend and she will literally message me
mm-hmm.
and say, I really need time. I want to talk. Are you in a space to receive mm-hmm. what I need to say? And I was mind blown. I remember when she first said, like, I was like,
yeah,
because you're respecting my boundaries mm-hmm. that maybe I had a crazy work week mm-hmm. and like, I don't have time to take on mm-hmm. that, whatever you're about to give me, even if it's like, oh my God, girl, I'm having a meltdown. I need advice. You're setting me up.
We take that on as friends. We also take on those burdens. And I think sometimes people who dump constantly, mm-hmm. they forget that as you're dumping and you know, I have like three, mm-hmm. like four best friends, right? And they're all best friends at they all came along at different points in my
stages.
Life. So
one
of them is like my best friend. Hi, Adrienne. Love you so much, pumpkin. me and her have been best friends and good friends and close friends since high school.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through stages of not being in close contact.
Oh, yeah.
She was in a relationship. She's with the same guy. They got married, their kids. She moved to Atlanta in the same year I moved to Atlanta. And I think that our friendship has gone closer in mm-hmm. physicality, like being able to see each other often and talk to each other since we both live here. I have another best friend. Hi, Whitney. She has been in my corner since high school as well, but came along in a different way. Like, her and her mom, like, were involved in, like, my prom. Like, they took me to get my makeup done, and we were all going to the same church, but, like, just it randomly came about where, like, she was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take you. I got you an appointment at Mac. And I was like, really? And then, we took a road trip to Vegas, and we've been attached at the hip ever since. But
like,
she's the type of friend that I may not talk to her on the phone mm-hmm. for like a week or two. But then I'll text her and be like, I love you, sis. And she'll be like, I love you too. Or she'll randomly send me a meme on Instagram, or she'll rant like that. So that always, and I've learned, and I've never had an issue, but I've learned, her and Adrienne are similar in that way, that they just be kind of doing their own little thing.
Yeah,
and I respect their space because, and
that
we're all adults and we'll connect when we connect, right? But then I have my other, hi, Brittany, Bobby, Joe, A. Stewart. Hi, Pumpkin. I have her, and I talk to her. We have weekly dates on the phone.
Oh, okay.
And we started this maybe, like, last year when we realized, like, we always would talk, like, mm-hmm. all the time, but we verbalized that every week we want to connect, every single week. She was going through some stuff. I was going through some stuff, and after the stuff is not going through anymore, after we're done going through the stuff, we just kept it going, and we've always kept it going. And sometimes we get on the phone, we don't say much, like, oh, yeah girl, okay, girl, well, I'm rambling, so I'm going to let you go, but I just wanted to connect with you, and then that's it. I've traveled probably the most with her.
Okay.
Like, that's my
dog.
That's
your traveling.
That's my dog, right? And then I have Danielle. That's my fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, baby mama. She is the mother to my godchildren, and she has all my babies, and love her family down. She lives in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the friend that sometimes feels mm-hmm. like she's dumping. And I had to remind her recently, like, it's okay. and yeah, I'll let you know if I can't.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's okay. You know what I'm saying?
But like, you step up and let her
because
know.
I need her to feel like she has someone that she can. You know, sometimes people in your friendship, sometimes you have people that don't feel like they can talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. So
oh, yeah.
I do. I'm like, girl, if you need to dump on me and you need to tell me whatever. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's not a burden. I want to be able to give you sound advice and be a sounding board. Mm-hmm. And if I'm ever not in a space, I'll let you know, or yeah. maybe you won't, or maybe I don't pick up or something, you know, and yeah, then I'll be yeah, like, yeah. I'm sorry, girl, I was, had a busy day. I'm sorry, girl, mm-hmm. I was, but I said that all to say that I have different friends, like for different things, and we all have a level of respect, and I all treat said friendships just a little bit differently. Love them equally, and mm-hmm. love, you know what I mean? But I treat the friendships just a little bit differently because they're all different to me, like for different reasons.
Yeah.
But I've had to set boundaries
yeah.
with people that I've known just as long,
mm-hmm.
if not longer, right? I have another friend from high school that mm-hmm. over the years, the last year or so, I had to start taking a step back. Mm-hmm. And what was odd to me, right? And so I've done some self-reflection in it because I want to make sure that I am also conducting myself in a way that I'd be proud of.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But not compromising my stance, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't want to make sure I'm not treating her bad or being mean or whatever, but at the same time, I have to stand firm in how I feel.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was there for her mm-hmm. during a lot, mm-hmm. and I mean a lot of things, and I can't go into detail because it then reveals who this person is. But
yeah.
I was there for her during a lot
mm-hmm.
of things
I
that she went
that
through.
Wholeheartedly. Yes.
And when I realized and I started to reflect about mm-hmm. whether that person had ever poured into me truly
mm-hmm.
and genuinely
yes.
and organically,
yes.
not when prompted because I'm pouring into her, but
yes.
just on her own accord,
yeah.
I had to be like, damn, has this girl ever been a friend to me
mm-hmm.
in my journey, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying, over the past, I don't know, 6-7 years has
yeah,
she what the times that I've asked her to not do things or to respect this or that, did she actually yeah. not do it and respect it?
Yes. Like, it's not about having a good time. It literally, I go back to this often, it's
yeah.
not about who partied, oh well, we partied together,
yeah.
we did this together, we
yeah.
did that. No, it's when I asked you something
mm-hmm.
that had to do with me emotionally,
mm-hmm.
psychologically,
mm-hmm.
were you able to be there and were you able to honor what I was asking you?
Correct.
And if you're not, then we have a problem.
Correct.
Because now you're creating more chaos
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, I can't handle it.
Yeah. And the crazy part about it is that it saddens me because I've always felt like I'm a person that tries to be there for my friends
mm-hmm.
and to listen and to, again, give sound advice. I'm a woman of faith. And so, you know, always giving that perspective and just, you know, really encouraging. I'm a girl's girl. So
oh,
I want to
yeah,
see
absolutely.
You win. I want to see you be strong.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you. I want you to know that it's okay to walk away from that man or
mm-hmm.
that situation or
mm-hmm.
that job, and that everything's going to be, I'm literally a walking, living testimony that walking away from a job, you'll be okay.
You'll
walking
be right.
away from that relationship that everybody right. else thinks is good for you, but
mm-hmm.
you don't think is right for you, and it being okay. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like after being there and offering that, you know, those moments to her, and I realized, like, she wasn't. And then when
mm-hmm.
I realized that she was going back and forth to said toxic relationship,
mm-hmm.
I decided that I didn't want to be on that ride anymore.
That's what I decided. Let me off the roller coaster.
I do. I wanted to get off.
I want
to
exit the group chat.
Like now, and I want my money back, actually, because it never benefited me. And the crazy, so here's where I will own up to my portion. Now, did
mm-hmm.
I ever do what you did and say, hey, girl, hey, you know, I just don't think that we're in a space to, I didn't, right?
Okay.
But here's what I did do. Now, mind you, this is a person that lived, you know, close in proximity to me, talked to her regularly, whatever the case might be. I started to pull back, right? Like, I really wasn't, like, we hadn't really talked that often.
Mm-hmm.
Her dude
mm-hmm.
reached out to me on Instagram and said, hey, like, you haven't been around much. Like, is everything good? You should come by the house. But ask me how she ever done that.
I was about to be like,
yes,
hold on.
Yes. And so that is when, and this is a true vulnerable moment for me, you guys. That is when I realized that the friendship wasn't what I thought it was. Your dude, who I don't have a true friendship or relationship with, he just randomly hit me up. Because, again, we're friends on Instagram. Yeah, he's like, hey, like,
where you been?
Where you been? Yeah, like, I ain't talked to you. Like, I ain't seen you around. You should come by the house. And I'm like, I'm good. And he's like, well, why not? And I'm like,
yeah, like, why is he asking? She didn't ask.
She has never once reached out to me and been like, girl, where have you been? Now, I'm not looking for her to chase me. I want to make sure I'm clarifying. I'm just talking about comparing mm-hmm. two different people. A person that I've been friends with since high school, and then a guy that I only know through her, or whatever the case might be. And again, my ownership is, no, I never actually said, hey, girl, this is why I'm pulling back. But she's never asked either. And I think for me, it was just like, it was more confirmation that me pulling back.
It solidified what you kind of already knew ahead
and
of time.
Granted, wish her nothing but the best. I'm not upset with her. I'm not mad with her. But I do think the friendship has potentially ran its course. I'm not saying we could never get back on course. But I think that there would be a lot of conversations and healing that needed to be done in order for us to get back to a space of wanting to even be in her space. She invited me out to a couple things. I had work, you know, I was new flight attendant last year. So I missed a couple of events. And I don't know if that made her feel some kind of way. Again, I'm not going to even try to guess, but I just know for me, setting boundaries was me deciding that being a part of I felt like I was the third wheel in a toxic situation. And I felt like I had to realize that, was that healthy for me? And is that healthy for our friendship? And I realized that it wasn't.
Or am I just that person that's just here just for that, to be like a shoulder for you to, I guess, launch on, cry on, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, would it? It's really hard for me because I think boundaries are so important in any type of relationship. But even more so, I think I'm so, so blessed because I am the first to tell people, I need low maintenance friends. I have to have low maintenance friends. If you can understand that, literally, I'm a hustler. I'm working two jobs. Anybody that actually knows me knows you can definitely probably see me working 7 days a week. Like, I like nice things, like all that kind of stuff. And so, and I'm married, like, I'm juggling so much. So you being like, girl, I haven't seen you, you don't call me, you don't answer, like, that, you're not low maintenance.
I have mostly
pretty much every friend now. I cannot talk to them for weeks, months, even years. And when I tell you, we'll pick up right where we left off, there's literally, there's no love loss whatsoever, because you have a life. You have a life. You might be married too. You might have kids. You might, you work a lot, whatever the
case
may be.
And life be lifing.
Hello. And you have, to me, a real true friendship understands that, to where it's like, you might just need your space. Like, I needed those 2 months just to breathe, not to, you know, maybe check in with somebody and have to tell them everything that I'm going through. Maybe they want to sit in it themselves, and then they come back. And I don't feel any type of way. Like, I'm like, girl, I'm busy too. And I need you to understand that. I don't want to feel like I'm having to answer to somebody. I hate that. And so I'm like, or give them, because I've been doing this. And
like,
I've been
an
doing
explanation.
This. Like, I shouldn't have to do that. No, life's lifing, and that's it. Like, that's
and
just
simple.
And I
think that as we get older, a lot of us, I won't say most, but a lot of us do start to realize, like, oh, yeah, child, I'll talk to you when I talk to you, because life be lifing. But you do get those one-offs where they are so attached, and it makes it uncomfortable, because now I'm feeling guilty for living life, and I don't want to feel guilty for living life. You know what I mean? And I don't want to feel guilty for, like you said, not being in a space to give. Sometimes I'm not in a space to give. And I remember I like was like crying on the phone, you know, to one of my friends before, about how I kind of feel like people don't check
the temperature.
Like, they don't really check on. And I don't want to say check on me, because that group, those names that I listed, they will check on me. But like, sometimes I just be feeling like, damn, like, people will always hit me up like, girl, let me tell you what happened. So that means that you're expecting me now to give input and to give, but not reaching
like
out to be
know
like,
I'm not.
Yeah.
I had a rough night. I didn't have no sleep. You don't even know. I was arguing with my boyfriend all night. I ain't slept. You know, somebody might have passed away. Like, you have no idea what space I'm in to be able to even give you that advice.
But let me also tell you, so I did feel like that, right? I mean, and I don't really feel like that anymore, because what I also did was, and I know it kind of sounds weird, it almost sounds contradictory, what I did was I began to check on them, right? So this is what I started doing. I started being like, I would send a random message to my homegirl and be like, hey, girl, just checking in on you, right? And they'd be like, oh, I'm good, girl. Great, right? So I would do that.
Move on. Move on.
Right? And what I was hoping for in my heart, not expecting, what I was hoping for is that would then let them know that it's okay to just send a little minor message, right? So almost like setting the example and setting the tone. Like, hey, and again, hey, girl, just checking in on you, thought about you, da-da-da-da, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Then I would get that. And what I would do is, if I realized that it was never happening, not, again, I'm not talking about a tit for tat. I'm talking about just in a general sense, right? Yeah. Like, I know that I may be reaching out maybe once a month. Hey, girl, just checking in, whatever, or whenever that person crosses my mind. But if I realize, like, that person, kind of like my situation, was never checking in on me, then I'm like, then I'm starting to reevaluate, like, okay, so what's going on? Like, is life just lifing? Like, what, are we missing something or whatever? Because I want to know that, like, every blue moon, purple moon, that you can reach out and just say, hey, I'm just checking on you. Because I need to feel like my friends are also checking in with me, because that's a part of who I am. I'm always going to, like, again, randomly, hey, girl, check, 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 check. But at the same time, I don't necessarily, I'm not feeling offended, right? So, again, Adrian and Whitney, right? We'll talk about those two. I've known them for years. So I already know that I'm not going to talk to them daily or weekly, right? I don't feel no kind of way. But I do feel like sometimes some of my other friends, I'm like, I'm not expecting to talk to you weekly or daily, but at the same time, they're still going to check on me. Whitney and Adrian are still going to check on me at some point in time. If I don't ever hear from my other friends, I do feel away a little bit, a little bit. Because I feel like I'm going off of certain, I treat every friendship individually. So if I don't talk to Whitney for 2 or 3 weeks, I don't feel no kind of way, because I know her personality and I know what's going on. But if I didn't talk to Ace for 3 weeks, I'd be like, hey, girl, what's going on?
Yeah. Like,
because me
happening?
And Ace, we talk on a weekly basis, or we talk on a regular basis.
That part,
or you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And well, I don't know if I explained that correctly. It's different friendship.
You have a different relationship,
with everybody.
Each person, so they're all individual.
And
it plays into the point where it's kind of like almost a friendship love language. So, like, you know, like, I'm different. Like I said, low maintenance. All my friends are pretty much like that. Like, I don't have one friend that I talk to every single day. Like, it's just not.
What about every week? Is there any friend that you maybe, like, tap in? And I'm talking about, it could be text, it could be through memes, it could be through any. Is there any friend that you connect with every week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because when you say memes, I mean, I'm. I mean, I have meme friendships basis with, like, a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we're memeing
but
all day.
Text or call, there's no friend that you talk to on a
I don't think so.
Like, semi-regular.
I feel like no. Like, there's really no friend that I really talk to on, like, a rolling basis.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm gonna have to look at my text messages. I'm like, is there someone that I, like, really talk to? No.
I mean, and I have another friend who's also a very close friend that I went to high school with. I can't call her my best friend because she got her best friends, but we are very, 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 very close. And she has a daughter, a young daughter. And so we don't talk every day or every week, but she has a small, and I understand she's married with a small child. So, again, that's a friendship that I can't be like, well, I haven't heard from you in 2-3 weeks. Girl, you're probably momming and wifing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not saying that if you're single that you don't have things going on. What I'm just saying is I try to look at every friendship individually, and I try to, you know what I mean, show grace in those different aspects. The reason why I felt like this other friendship had kind of ran its course is because I was looking at what I had poured into and what was poured into me. And so that's what I'm saying. It's like, I may not talk to a person every day or every week, but I need to feel like they're still giving and pouring into me, because friendship should be a two-way street. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that if I'm sending a text, hey, girl, just thinking about you, just checking on you, I want to feel like at some point in time over that, I don't know, month, year, 6 months, that you've also reached out to check on me and see.
Or at least responded.
Or at least responded. But like, your dude has reached out to ask me where I was. And I've you've never reached out to be like, girl, why
that's
I ain't seeing you? That's all I'm saying.
No, that's weird,
like,
and wild.
It is. And
it is,
so
it is.
I think that it's important to set boundaries and to be okay with those. And I mean, Mary J. Blige said, I burn bridges as needed. And I know it's, you know, a thing of like, don't ever burn bridges. You never know when you have to go back
sometimes
across.
Sometimes you have to.
But I understand what she means.
Yeah.
I don't listen. We're at that. We're all
it's
getting
about
to the
protecting
age.
Your peace, though. It too. Is like it's like literally for me. It wasn't even just protecting my peace. Mm-hmm. It also was protecting like my relationship.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, now I'm feeling some type of way. Now I'm like disgruntled. Now angry. Now I'm like venting.
Yeah.
Like, why am I doing all like? No, I'm in a happy place right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I just got married.
Yeah.
Like, I should be just like focusing on nurturing this relationship and, you know, having a good time.
And if you're my real friend, you understand that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get you.
When I tell you.
I get that.
That exactly. Mm-hmm. The fact that I need to explain to you.
Yeah.
Then we are definitely not on the same page. And now.
And I also think it was the approach of why haven't I heard from you? Again, if she would have reached out just like, hey, girl, just checking on you. That, and that's what I'm saying. Just checking on you. You'd be like, oh, yeah, girl, I'm good. Just
sometimes
enjoying
it's about
the married
how
life.
You say something.
It is.
It's literally
it is.
How you
that's
say
actually
something.
Most of what it is
literally.
The approach on it.
But,
so.
And she is single.
Mm-hmm.
Or she was.
Yeah.
Whatever. Or in a chaotic whatever. But nevertheless,
yeah.
Like I said, someone that maybe, you know, is married or is used to, like, mm-hmm. you know, a long-term relationship, healthy, you know what I mean? They're going to understand, like,
absolutely.
Hey, they need to be focusing on that. And they're going to be, like,
and
more
just
understanding.
In their right mind.
Not
because
girl,
any logical
like,
person should understand that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, even say she was a party friend that, mm-hmm. you know, not some girl that's like, girl, but when are we going back out? Like, you know, and you're like, girl, I just got married. Like, I need to be at home.
That's
like,
actually crazy.
Like, what?
That's actually
like,
crazy.
What? That's wild to me, right?
Yeah.
I'm so low maintenance.
Yeah.
So I guess all my friends are just low maintenance because literally I looked at my text
messages.
Or they
just respect your.
They know.
They
that
just
that's
know.
My thing.
And
that's
what
my
I'm
vibe.
Saying. It's a respect thing. I get on Danielle. Danielle's a mom of four, right? And she has a newborn and her oldest is like 12. Mm. And so I always get on her, right? Because Danielle's a person that I used to talk to daily.
Mm-hmm.
I used to talk to her because she had a particular job that allowed her to be on the phone
to
all
be
the time.
Able to
and life has changed. She's gotten obviously another job. Mm-hmm. She's had more kids, and so I always and we always jump, you know, I always get on her and I'll be like, girl, I ain't talked to you, and then she'd be like, girl, I'm sorry, girl, these kids, and we laugh about it. She knows that that's my way of just checking her temperature. Are you good? And I always say, are you good? Are the kids good? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And I give her that opportunity to dump because I know that she has a house full of kids and a man and a job, and so I get on her and I check her temperature in that way. But in real life, she knows I ain't tripping if I don't hear from her
I
know you got four kids and a job and a man. Like, so it's like, again, respecting that people have their own lives and have things going on, and that as much as it takes, that people don't sometimes, I feel like people don't realize that if we're in like true, genuine friendship and we truly, genuine love each other, dumping and talking to that person and, you know, venting,
that's heavy.
It's heavy. And sometimes people aren't in a space, as you said, as your friend said, to receive and to take that on. You know what I mean? And then in the course of said conversation, you know, being aware that maybe that person also needs to dump as well.
Read the room.
And so, you know, I just think that it's about, you know, it's friendships get weird, you know, or can get a little weird when as you get older, because there's not like a, you know, everybody's kind of doing their own thing. There's not like a, like you said, spending a lot of time and stuff like that.
Well, things transition.
Yeah.
I'm a huge firm believer that, some people are just there for a season.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and the season might have been long, might have been a few seasons, whatever the case may be. And then sometimes just move on. You're in a different stage in your life.
Mm-hmm.
We're always and forever growing.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
should be.
You know, you might not be able to take that person with you.
And that's
on
okay.
The next portion of your life.
It's
there's
actually
literally like
healthy.
I'm okay
to
it.
Realize that people can't go with you, because that means
absolutely.
That there should be, and it doesn't mean that they're not growing.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that you guys maybe are growing
in
different
directions.
That's all. And so I think
absolutely.
It's healthy to realize that certain friendships can't, and it doesn't mean that there's beef. I just want to touch on that really fast. Just because a friendship has ended or maybe fizzled or outgrown each other or grown in different directions, it doesn't mean that there's any beef. It doesn't have to mean that there's any love lost. And it doesn't mean that when people ask you about said person, you have to say anything negative.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Because like, even that particular person, like I said, she was a part of my wedding party. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I have a bizarre, I'm like, hey. And I could keep on going. Like, there's like, I'm not, there's no huge thing.
Yeah.
It's just more or less, I come first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm number one, and then my household is second, my family.
Yeah.
So therefore, if we're on different pages, then mm-hmm. I'm like, let's go ahead and turn that page of the yep. book, and then I got to keep it going.
Absolutely.
And it's not to say I got plenty of friends, yeah. like, you know, that are yeah. are there that yeah. are going to be able to nurture me. I nurture them. Yep. They know yep. when, hey, I mean, my friends, I literally, I'm telling you right now, I got friends, like, I won't talk to them for, like, months. And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, girl, what's going on? Yeah. They give me a whole rundown. Like, yeah. one, we'll talk
they
maybe
check
a
in.
Huge conversation
Absolutely.
For, like, 2 hours where yep. you're like, okay, so this happened in the last, like, you know, a couple months. Yeah. This happened. I lost my job, and this happened, and this yeah. happened. I'm like, what, girl? Oh, my God. Yeah. And then I'm like, and they're like, what happened to you? And then I tell them. And then yep. it's like, okay, this is our check-in. And then, like, maybe three
Two
or
more,
four
yes.
months later, like,
but
I'm
that,
like.
But you get what I'm saying? They're yeah. reaching out with a light check-in.
Yeah.
You respond. There's a conversation. And then there's no love off. But imagine if you just never heard from that person. You're like, dang, I've checked on her a couple times. You'd be like, what's yeah. going on? You know what I mean? People start to look at it like, well, what's going on? So the
or the
that
only time you hear from them is when they're like,
when they're going through
girl,
something.
Yep. He did this.
Yep.
And he did this.
Yep.
And you're like, oh yeah. God. And then you're trying to give advice, and then
yeah.
you don't hear from them again
because yes.
their relationship is great
yep.
and
yep.
they're cool.
Yep.
And then 3 months later, he done cheated on her again, and now you hear from her again. Like mm-hmm. it's like, you're on that tricycle with
yeah.
them.
No, thank
literally.
You. No, thank you. And I remember I had a friend. Child, story for a different day, but I had a friend is a big falling out with. She basically decided she wanted to separate from the entire group right at the time, and so I respected her boundary. I didn't agree with her decision or whatever because mm-hmm. I was included in that separation or whatever. She felt how she felt, and long story short, we ended up coming back around. She got engaged, she was getting ready to get married, mm-hmm. And I gave her a like a mug that said wifey. And mm-hmm. I gave her and I said, hey, girl, no matter what, I'm super happy for you. Just mm-hmm. want to give you that. Right. She called me maybe a day or two after that. And we ended up having a long conversation and essentially hashed things out. Right.
OK.
And although we're not back to the level that we were before, we are in a great space. Everything is cool. Right. Mm-hmm. So. That story or that little thing is brought up to say that, one, she felt like she needed to set a boundary for herself.
Okay.
Whether I agreed with it or not, whether I thought that it was being blown, the whole situation was blown out of proportion. Mm-hmm. That was her decision, and I respect, because I've always respected her as a person and mm-hmm. our friendship, I respected her boundary.
Yeah.
We gave it time. Mm-hmm. We were able to talk like two adults, mm-hmm. and we were able to come to an agree to disagree moment. And mm-hmm. now we're able to be cool. Again, I'm not going to say it's ever going to be back where it used to be, but we're in a good space. I have been to her house, you know what I mean, her
yeah,
new
yeah.
house, or whatever the case might be, and we chit-chat, we check in on each other every blue moon, mm-hmm. you know, maybe every few weeks, every month or whatever, and it's cool. And so I want to encourage and say that let's be clear.
Yeah.
It's okay to set a boundary and take space for your own mental health mm-hmm. And to give yourself time to grow. And also to give maybe a situation time to kind of like grow through it. And it doesn't mean that there has to be beef in between time. And it doesn't mean you guys have to come back.
Yeah, you don't have to come back and be, you know, friends like that. I mean, you could walk away and just be like, hey,
yep.
it could be amicable. And
it can.
Like, hey, like, this just isn't working anymore. Like, I mean, it's like a job, like, that's
yeah.
not working anymore. Like,
yeah.
I have no love lost. This just, I've moved on. This
yes.
job isn't for me anymore. Like,
it's okay.
It's okay. And guess what? I'll hold your secrets to the day I die.
Yeah,
I don't worry.
And that's what I'm saying.
I'm not,
like,
there's nothing malicious,
yeah.
anything like that. It just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We are always ever growing. I say that, I mean, even when you're in the actual, you know, relationship,
mm-hmm.
like, you are not going to be the same person.
I hope not.
That you were, like, a year ago
yeah.
or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So sometimes as you evolve, friendships evolve. And there just has to be boundaries set to where you're like, okay, well, this
mm-hmm.
isn't working for me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, what's working for you? You might have to have that conversation.
Yeah.
If not, and it's gotten too intense, and you're just like, okay, it's time for me to walk away, because peace, let's be clear. Peace
yes.
is so, so important.
Absolutely.
Like, you ain't dragging me down in the trenches.
Absolutely.
With you. I don't care. Like,
absolutely.
That's it. So,
I mean,
yeah.
listen, it's okay. I just want to end it on that. It's okay, you guys. If you listening to this episode, it's okay. Just because you've known that person for a long time, it doesn't mean that they're meant to go with you into that next season. It doesn't mean that they're meant to go with you. It doesn't mean that they're meant to be a part of every aspect of your life. It's okay if you haven't talked to that person in a couple months. Yeah. Pray for that person. Pray for yourself and move on. And if you guys can connect and grow with each other, then great. But it's okay if friendship has outgrown each other.
Yeah.
Because guess what? There are so many other people. I had to encourage my friend the other day. Mm-hmm. And this is truly my last Let's Be Clear moment. But I had to really encourage my friend the other day. And I had to tell her, I said, I want you to take a moment and look at who is loving on you. Mm-hmm. Let's stop focusing on those friendships who they're not serving you. They're not loving on you. They're not pouring into you. I said, and look at who is loving on you. I said, you got this person, that person, and that person who do check on you, who do call you, who do love on you, who are adding and, you know, pouring into you. I said, it's unfortunate about the other person, but guess what, boo? You have people in your corner. So if those friendships are kind of dissolving and it's not coming together
just
and something, just let it be and focus on
it's
the people.
It's like a natural nature type of effect.
It is.
Just let it shed.
Yep.
And keep it moving.
And keep it moving.
Like, I know where to kind of place everybody in my life.
Yeah, for
I've
sure.
I've always been good at, you know, different compartments.
Yeah.
I have friends that, like, I hang out with. I have, like, my single friends. Yeah. I got my friends that are in relationships.
Yep.
I have the ones that are go to church, and I know, like, if I need that type of advice, I, you know, I could go to them, or vice versa.
Yeah.
You have to know where to put. I think that's where the fuzziness gets.
It does.
Because sometimes you have this group, and you're like, oh, well, they're this group.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not. You need to be able to have discernment.
Absolutely.
To be able to actually recognize what type
Absolutely.
Of people these people are. What type is like being unequally yoked, you know,
it
in
is.
A relationship.
It's like just like being unequally yoked in a friendship.
You got the party friend. You got the one that you can just
trying to make the party friend, the church friend, but the party friend not interested in God.
Yeah,
so you got to figure that out.
Yeah, like that's not the same person.
Or
like,
the church friend don't want to go out and smoke hookah. You guys,
exactly.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
You have that time with them. You have that time with the other person.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I have a one friend. Okay, I'm a huge. I don't know what it is with me. I've always been like this. So I'm not big on really like going to people's houses and like really hanging out like that. But like, I think it's because we work so much, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, I want to go out and actually like go eat or I could go have lunch. But I'm not a huge, like, I'm not that friend person to really kick it at your house all day long. Like, that's just not me. I don't know. It's just weird because I feel like I pay for my home. Like,
yeah,
I want to
go home
house,
and kick it.
I'm going to be in my house.
For
you know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure,
I even
maybe
will have a couple of people over, but I don't really have people at my house either. I'm just not that friend.
Okay.
But I hope that my friends know, and then they don't get, like, butthurt or take it personal. Now, if you have an event, like, you know, I'll come by.
Yeah.
You know, all that good stuff. But I'm just not that friend person.
To be like, hey, girl, come sit at the house with me all day
and
let's
watch
reruns.
No.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. But I hope that my friends know me enough that they know what compartment I fit into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, again, it's all about respecting, and that's why it's important that you continually get to know your friends and also get to know the new spaces that they're in as they continue to
evolving.
Grow. So again, maybe back in my 20s, you know, I'd be having people hit me up and be like, yeah, girl, where, like, they'll ask me about, like, where should I go out in Cali? And I've been having to run people like, I, one, don't live there, but two, I don't go out to nightclubs anymore. I have no idea. You can catch me at a day party for sure in the summertime, or, you know,
I only know where I work. That,
listen,
like, literally, people like, where should I go in Atlanta? Where I work.
Right.
I only go to where I work. I have no idea.
I'm like, you may catch me at a Taco Tuesday. Me and my friends love a happy hour or something like that. But, I mean, I just went through this whole battle just the other night with my homegirl. And we were like, dang, where should we go? And I was like, child, I literally don't know any lounges or any, because we were just outside. We went to go watch the March Madness games. And afterward, we were like, let's just go somewhere else.
It wasn't Sunday, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but we didn't want that kind of vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't want
like,
that. Because that's more. That's more party. We were just like on some, like,
okay,
you know, we wanted to chill. But I'm like, I don't really be knowing like hella places to go, because one, when I find my little spots that I like, I go to the same spots. But also, I don't really be outside that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm working.
We work.
I'm sleeping. I'm trying to record my episodes. I'm
traveling,
like, yeah, traveling. So it's just about respecting, like I said, the different spaces. And like I said, I just want to say, like, continue to encourage you guys that, you know, it's okay if things don't work out. Mm-hmm. It's okay to protect your peace. And, you know, let's be clear. It's okay to set your boundaries.
Absolutely. Please.
Cool. If you like what you heard, make sure you stream it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Yes. Follow us at LBC Podcasts on Instagram. Thank you for joining in. Until next time.
Appreciate it.